Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement. The conversation is starting to shift a little bit as people becoming more aware with AI and is going into the world of robotics. Like you just talked about large language models, machine learning, but robotics is kind of picking up steam around conversations. We saw what happened with Tesla. OpenAI has now created a humanoid that has come inside the BMW plant and is taking some jobs. How fast and how abruptly do you think humanoid or human robot, well, the humanoid robot will be implemented? And how, I shouldn't say afraid, but how aware should we be that this is the next evolution of it?
Well, you know, Elon Musk wants that to be his next, you know, $1 trillion business right now. And the thing about the humanoid robots is the technology is already here. I think the process of adaptation is getting people to a point of normalcy with them, right? You know, of course, you know, knocking out all of the bugs and the tinkering issues that's going to come along with, you know, adopting robots in these environments. But we're really looking at the next 2 to 3 years, right, for the rolling out of it and seeing how people respond and then the regulations that's going to come along with it. I think one of the bigger things when it comes to the robot, when it comes to AI, period, is looking at regulation and how it's going to hurt small businesses. Because the people that the government is calling on to do the regulations is going to be the OpenAI, is going to be the Microsoft, going to be these large companies that are building out these large language models and these large AI models. And they've already trained it on your data. They trained it on YouTube data. They trained it on all this data. And then they're going to regulate it so that the average engineer or coder can't then go do the same thing so that they won't be able to compete. So as we go into robots, yes, the robots are going to come and take mundane task-oriented jobs, right? And quite frankly, in a lot of different situations, they should. I think humans need to augment themselves and get deeper into what it means to be human. But in some of these things, it's going to get dystopian because they don't really care about people. It's a profit-based system. They're going to be doing a lot of factory work. Right. They're going to be doing a lot of low paying job work. And, you know, Donald Trump called it black and Hispanic jobs. You know what I'm saying? The robots are going to be the ones coming, taking those Black and Hispanic jobs. The AI is going to be the one coming taking those Black and Hispanic jobs. So you ain't got to worry about no immigrants or anything else. You feel me? The thing that you should be focused on is how do you prepare yourself in a future where AI and robots and quantum computers exist? Because focusing on slowing it down is not going to change anything. Focusing on preparing for it, right? Developing the skills, thinking about the new businesses, the new services that will be needed in that future. Humans will always be needed, right? We don't even want a future to where it's a complete matrix and machines running everything. Humans will always be needed. I think that's the thing that we need to focus on. But yes, robots are here, right? And for me, thinking about the future is only preparing for it. It's not being scared of it. It's not having this fearful idea of it. None of that. We have to decolonize our minds of the future and ask ourselves, what do we want it to be? Because then we also determine the future by planning for it. So how would we use robots is the question, right? What value could they bring to us? And I'm not in a deep necessity for robots, because I think that the tasks that robots do are, you know, very factory, and they're going to be super expensive. So the average person is not going to be using those type of robots. The average person is going to be using home robots. When I looked at the CES show and looking at the ones that they're rolling out, they're talking about simple tasks within the home that people are going to be using the robots for. People are going to be using companion robots, right, for loneliness that's happening with people today. And I think that's probably going to be one of the biggest use cases for the average person, because loneliness is on the rise. The average male out here is lonely. They ain't got nobody, right? And so, you know, I see people becoming friends with robots and building companionship, and that being one of the biggest retail aspects of the robot industry.
That's a fact. We'll bring Ian up for a question, but while we bring waiting for Ian, you know, it's crazy you say that, because when we was in Davos, they had this guy who dropped out of Harvard, and he created an app for companionship, mm-hmm. AI companionship, and he raised a bunch of money in his seed round, and that was the whole purpose of it, is as far as being a companion. He kind of explained why AI companionship was needed, and it was so. Yeah, no matter how you feel about it, that's something that's real. But Ian, are you there?
They got an OnlyFans AI companion app already.
Yeah, I think it's called Soul. I wrote it down in my notes when I saw it. I said, "All right, I'm gonna remember mm-hmm. this one." But it's spelled with an X, so XOUL. Mm. All right, Ian, it's on you, man.
Keys, my brother, how are you? I wish I could, you know, what's my connection was a little bit better. Man, good to have you here. But I do think automation, of course, is needed. We talked about this before, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And like you said, I don't think we need to fear. We need to find out a way to use it, because the truth is that these softwares and systems and hardware, they're going to be here regardless. And they are going to be the next sectors that really dominate the market. I don't know what OpenAI will be worth when it goes public, but it will easily enter that top 10, top 11. So we just have to find a way to be able to use it and integrate it, because they're going to make sure that that technology is here in our lives the same way that the iPhone came in 2007, 8, 9, and dominated our lives from there.
That's a fact.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.